Yeah, what I said, well, that's a misrepresentation. What I said was, I said that if Manchester City carry on with the way they're going in terms of losing games and poor performances, and that carries over into Europe, I said Pellegrini could quite easily end up with the same fate as Roberto Mancini and get the sack. It wasn't that he is going to get the sack. What I said was, if that continues, because we've seen it before, you know, Mancini, I thought, was a fantastic manager for Man City, won the Premier League and come runner-up the following year, and then he gets the sack. And obviously, the owners want success. Failure is not an option. And City haven't been great this season, and that's fundamentally what I said.
Where does the Champions League fit into this? Because City now, it looks like, might have to win all three of their remaining games. Certainly the CSKA Moscow, you would think, has to be a win, and probably the one in Rome. What's going to happen, and what happens if City don't make it?
Well, as I said, Ian, I think that if Pellegrini doesn't win these games and gets knocked out at this stage, I really think he would need to win the Premier League again to, you know, so that he wasn't sacked. Because if poor performances and not winning in Europe and also not winning in the Premier League, we've seen what's happened to Mancini, and I think the same thing will happen again, because the owners are committed to success. Everything about Manchester City now, the brand and everything, is a world brand, and they want world success and world infamy. And, you know, failure is not an option. So that's how I see it. Having said that, I thought that Pellegrini made a couple of very poor decisions against Manchester United, least of which was taking off James Milner, City's best defensive midfield player, and handing over the momentum to United for the last 10 or 15 minutes.